SYM.
And welcome back to Speaking of SAC right here on KSYM San Antonio College Radio. Joined here this morning with Dr. Francisco Solis, San Antonio College President. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Good to hear.
We are on a wild weather roller coaster this week. Yesterday was in the 70s. Today it's in the 60s. Tomorrow it's going to be in the 80s. And then the day after, in the 50s.
Looks like the Texas weather is playing bingo again.
Yes. Well, busy week here at San Antonio College. Exciting week for the students. It is week four of the spring semester here. And students have many opportunities on campus. And this week, very cool. The Victory Center is going to be hosting a transfer fair.
Yes, it's exciting. The transfer fair takes place on February the 11th, today, from 10 to 2. Students can stop by and meet with representatives from local area universities and start planning for their next academic choice.
The, you know, transferring, it's an exciting time. A lot goes into it. Usually, I get interns in, and, you know, after a while, then I ask them, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Especially even the students that are graduating. What's next? What comes after this?
Sure. You know, before I started in administration, I taught in the classroom for 16 years in the mortuary science program. And I always, tried to convey the message that this was only the beginning for them, right? And even in a tech field where it's an exit program, right, directly in. But we've worked so well with the universities, area universities, that they can take that same degree, take a couple of cleanup courses if you want, and transfer directly into university where they'll get a baccalaureate degree that aligns with the work that they're doing in the workforce. And so we're really proud of our workforce programs that are also thinking from the beginning, how will our students, you know, interesting statistics out there. So when you're enrolling in San Antonio College, you have to declare your intent. So is your intent to come and take two courses? In other words, a non-degree seeker, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody wants to take a music course, a drama course, or maybe they want to take an accounting course, or, you know, any course, right? Come in and take a course. Less than 2% of people who enroll in San Antonio College are non-degree seekers. So,
wow.
And you know, that would mean then that 98% of students declare a program. And that would be on one of two sides, either a transfer program into university or a workforce program as an exit program. That's about 30% of our students are declared workforce programs. 70% are declared transfer programs. So 70% of our students tell us from day one they intend to transfer to university. You know, some are more focused than other in the first year, meaning that they know exactly what they want to do. They know exactly what program they want to transfer and exactly into what university. That's about a third. The other two-thirds are trying to figure it out, you know, along the way. And so they'll take their core courses, which will transfer to university. And then they'll figure out what program they want to align to. Right? And what we do know, too, so we know our students at San Antonio College, 90% of our students transfer into five colleges or universities. UTSA, Texas State, Texas A&M San Antonio, University of the Incarnate Word, and now Western Governors, right, which is an online program.
Yeah.
We also then know exactly what programs they're transferring into those at those universities. We trace our students because we trace the success rate of those students as they transfer. We know, too, by Texas data, which we receive back about our transfer students, that our students transfer, the SAC transfer students transfer at a high, succeed and graduate at a higher rate than those native students at those universities. So there's something to be said about the work our students do here. We know that they can perform at university. We know that they can be successful. And we know that the experience here, right, our small class size, a university feeling, if you want, on a campus with 20,000 students, really prepares them to be successful at any university they choose. Now, you know, that's the 90%, 10 of our students, 10% of our students go other places. Texas, UT Arlington is a big one in the nursing program. They'll transfer there. So there's other programs outside of the San Antonio area that they start to transfer to.
Yes, it's interesting when I interact with the students, because the number one thing that comes up, cost.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to take out student loans. And a good majority of them, I ask, what about scholarships?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I've never applied for a scholarship. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Because you've been here at SAC for a mm-hmm. while, the Alma Colleges Foundation. Shout out to them. We have scholarships here available for students here. But, you know, cost, it's really quite minimal when you think of the long-term effect that it can have on a person's life, depending on which school they go to, what degree they get.
Well, and with Alamo Promise, there should be no reason that any student would not consider San Antonio College
yep.
as their first step, right? Through the Alamo Promise, we've made college affordable for our students. It's a last-dollar scholarship, so after any award in financial aid, the foundation provides the rest of the money needed for enrollment, right, and here at San Antonio College. And so Alamo Promise is a great student. Every year, more and more of our high school seniors are taking advantage of the Alamo Promise. And as a result, our first time in college student number is increasing as it corresponds with the number of students taking advantage of Alamo Promise here.
If I look back and rewind the clock to 2003, and I'm at Lee High School, I'm a senior, mm-hmm. graduating, I can honestly say that young mustard was not ready for college.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a maturity level, I could see myself taking basics, mm-hmm. you know, but not even fully deciding on what I wanted to do as a major.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are college, high school students out there, and it's their senior year, take advantage of this program and start with the basics. Because, you know, you don't need to, I assume you would have to assign a major signing up and onboarding here to SAC.
Correct.
But that can be changed later. If they just start with their basics, though, figure out where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And interact with other students. And that's part of it, too. Because once you get into the general population of students and you start interacting with people, then like, oh, well, that sounds, that field of study is not what I thought it would be.
Well, you know, one of the things through our tags, our advising guides, really helps students to make sure that every credit they earn goes towards that program that eventually they want to transfer into.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we've been able to save students money by bringing down the number of hours to completion. At San Antonio College, it's somewhere around 64 hours, I believe, last time. Think about that, right? For a 60-hour degree, our students are hovering around 64 hours. Of course, the number we'd like to be at is 60 to make sure that students are transferring with all of their hours and still have financial aid available to them as they transfer for those last 2 years into university. But I think we're doing a great job at bringing that number down. Think about, as you were mentioning, you know, years ago when we just kind of let students wander through, right? We're far more direct now with students, far more aware that they're going to transfer and have made that the plan. And as a result, allow students to carry more of their financial aid with them as they move into university.
Definitely. I remember having many friends here, and I was like, what are you taking this semester? Pottery. Like, you're a radio television major. Why are you taking pottery? And they're like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you don't know? Come on. And so it has to do with efficiency, but also, you know, we all need to get into the workforce. Mm-hmm. You can't stay here the whole time. We would love every student to stay here with us. But there has to be a point where, hey, okay, go out the door. Go to that university. Go to that university. Go into the workforce. But really, we do wish every student could stay here.
Well, but, I went to a small liberal arts university, and I enjoyed every hour of my, back then they called it exploration, right? My major was English and my minor was literature. And so I enjoyed every course at university. I had a wonderful experience at university. Then, of course, I went on to graduate school and then circled back. I was eventually working for a large conglomerate doing compliance work, and I was in the funeral industry, and they said, you know, there's a program up there at SAC you'd probably should go take. So I came to SAC after, if you want, right? I didn't start at SAC. I finished at SAC, if you want. And it just was so easy for me to do. It was a mortuary science program, and so I kind of back then flipped my day, if you want, so that I would come to class early in the morning and then worked at night. I was doing book work and stuff like that. So, you know, I could do a lot of that at night. Finished the program in 2 years. It took me 2 years because the way the schedule, the cohort worked, right? I didn't need those other courses, but I needed the mortuary science courses. And the way they were booked out, I had to go the 4 semesters. But, sailed through, if you want, the mortuary science program. And it was then that I really realized how different college is, because at university, I was pretty much in a cohort of students my age. And it wasn't really until I came to SAC that I was in a much more diverse classroom. Students coming back, young parents, young students straight out of high school, making the choice. So my experience at SAC was far more diverse than my university experience was.
Oh, yes. All right, it is 8:42. You are listening to KSYM, San Antonio College Radio. And this is Speaking of SAC. And we were just talking about the transfer fair that's going on once again today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over in the Victory Center. And University of Texas at San Antonio is going to be there. Texas A&M is going to be there. Texas Tech University is going to be there. There's going to be other schools as well. So take advantage of it and ask questions. Ask questions that that you have.
Sure. That's a great opportunity.
And Creo is hosting a student hiring fair this week, the Career Readiness and Experiential Opportunities Office. And that's going to be 10 to 2 tomorrow in the Candler Gym. Gym number 1, by the way.
Correct. Students can meet with potential employers and learn about opportunities for full-time, part-time, and seasonal work. Some businesses are also offering internships for students interested in a certain career field.
I think it's important students work when they go to college.
Absolutely. I think it's about experiential learning, hands-on, ties it to the classroom, makes it more relevant. I wish we could do more of that in the classroom, you know, tying the learning, right, like math, chemistry, exactly to what you need, for example. Like we've done that with a lot of the nursing courses to be able to make them relevant and, so the students are learning now what they'll need in the career field while they're taking those courses. You know, there's nothing like sitting in a class saying, why did I need this again?
No.
Why am I taking this again? You know, and so I think we've done a great job at SAC of tying those courses to our student learning outcomes. And so that students are aware of why they're taking that course in that particular time, right, towards their completion. But there's nothing like the ability to contextualize the courses.
Yes. And students should come with plenty of copies of their resume, and dress to impress.
Correct.
And head on over to the Student Advocacy Center. They can help you there as well. You have to play the part. You have to show that you want the job.
Yeah, some companies will be conducting interviews there on the spot. Could get hired that day.
Very nice. Very nice. And so once again, that's tomorrow, gym number one in the Candler Physical Education Center, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also going on at the gym, gym number two right next door is the San Antonio College Resource Fair. And that's going to be tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's also going to be happening Thursday as well. And so students can find out what is available to them.
Right. On campus, right? So IT support will be there, Student Advocacy Center, and which includes the food pantry, therapy sessions for students, the clothes closet. Also, Wellness 360 will be on, be in the room, and be sure and sign up for your free Via U Pass if you haven't already. It allows you to get around to the city at no charge using Via.
Yep. You have Amazon Prime?
I do.
Are you aware that you get magazine subscriptions for free?
I'm not.
Well, you get it included with the membership. It's not free. It's with the membership.
Mm-hmm.
There's also online games and stuff. I didn't realize how many benefits it has. And it's kind of like San Antonio College. Some of the students are not aware we have a writing center or we have a math tutoring lab or that we do have the advocacy center or the Wellness 360 program where, you know, if they don't feel well. I had a student in here the other day, and they're like, I'm not feeling well. So, you know, you can go to the clinic right on the other side of campus, and they could check you out. And I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah, it's available to you. This is part of coming to San Antonio College and setting you up for success.
You know, there's nothing more disappointing, I guess, for me than when a student tells me, oh, I needed so-and-so, and I went off campus. Right? And I think, wow. And, you know, I know that during orientation, we try to take the students around and introduce them to the many, many resources they have on campus, the library, the pods, IT, computer checkout, you know, where is the health center, the gym? I mean, so many people don't know you can go by the gym.
Yeah.
And use the gym. You know, you want to play basketball with some friends, right? Or just whatever. And so there are so many resources here available to students. The writing center, the tutoring centers. You know, so get out one day and search around a little bit, poke your nose in a couple of buildings that you might not be in or travel in, and see what's available there.
Gonna take a walk around campus and just see what's happening and what is going on and where things are. You know, the esports arena, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely.
It's a good way to burn some time if you're in between classes, or you can go to the library. I don't think many students know there's three floors to the library.
Mm-hmm. Or you're studying on a Saturday and you have to bring your kids up, bring them to the library. There's a little library for them.
Yep.
Keep them entertained while you're studying.
The kids' spot. Very cool. And the library is doing really great things. We've got to get Lee back on.
Of course, the food pantry and the clothes closet.
Yes. And if you did miss the drive-through pop-up food market, don't worry. We're going to have another one next month, and we'll probably talk more about that in the future on a future program. So definitely stick around for that. But I do think that bus pass, though, even that is crucial.
Sure, absolutely.
Because I've been on the bus before. I've been without a vehicle, and, you know, there becomes a point where it's like, well, I don't know if I want to buy the month pass. Maybe I can get by with just, you know, I think back then it was like $1.10 or $1.25. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what it costs now. But for a student, that's a lot.
Well, and you shouldn't have to make that choice just when you don't have a car, right? How about when you decide not to use your car and your gas? Ooh. When it's convenient? You know, I just live down San Pedro Way and I live a block off, so I can always jump on the bus at San Pedro, go into town or go up to North Star Mall on it.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, when my son was young, we'd take him to North Star Mall on the bus. He thought it was the best thing ever. And it was so direct.
Right? I've had the best naps on the bus. You get that air-conditioned bus, and then you lean up against the window, and the sun's coming in, so it's perfectly, it's cool, but it's also warm. Oh, man. That was college. That was great. Let's see. So coming up this Friday. No, I'm sorry, this Thursday. It's the Valentine's Be Mine Dance. You heard about this?
I have. It's going to be in the Lofton Center, and it's the day before Valentine's Day.
Yes, and it's going to be 6 to 9 in the Lofton Student Center Fiesta Room. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely check it out. Swing by the Office of Student Life as well and talk to them about it.
You know, this is an interesting topic, if you want. So as we're planning the centennial event, and I've been talking with a lot of people, and I mean a lot, right? I'm so surprised how many couples met here at SAC.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so one of the things we'll do during the centennial is we'll plan a Valentine's dance for everybody who met on the campus. And it's huge. I mean, every time, just the other day I was at a dinner and somebody said, "This is my wife." And we met at San Antonio College. And so it's going to be really special during our centennial to celebrate Valentine's Day for all of those couples who met here.
That is awesome. The drama department. Shout out to the drama department. They've won several theater awards.
That's right. Best direction of a musical, best ensemble, best lighting design of a play or musical, best music direction and orchestra performance, best performer in a musical, and best musical.
And this is coming from Broadway World San Antonio, and they cover the local theater scene. And all of these awards were off of the musical they did last spring, Cabaret.
Yeah, and special mention to former SAC student Micah Wolf, who won the award for the best performance in a musical. She played the lead, Sally Bowles.
Wow. And she's now up in New York City, pursuing an acting career. How about that?
How about that? Isn't that exciting? I think we need to get a film crew out and to visit her in New York City and bring back her story.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I have a truck. I'm going to grab some students and some gear. We're going to head right up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to their play, which will be staged starting April the 4th through the 13th. This year, it's Peter and Wendy, retelling the story of Peter Pan.
That'll be good. Can't remember the last play they did. Oh. Nope, can't remember. I've been to so many. They always do a great job. But right now, the McAllister Theater is under construction.
Correct.
And so we do have the McCreeless Theater.
The smaller theater.
Right. Yes. I always like that one. They put the more intimate plays in there, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Our Town, stuff like that. So
it's so nice that we have that option to keep our theater program going during this time, and so it's really nice.
And they have been partnering with local theater groups as well to get people in there.
Mm-hmm.
So very nice, very nice. On-campus entertainment. So, we saw Monday, the National Institutes of Health saw their budget drop, which we're seeing all across the board in every aspect of every level of government is what it's looking like.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think they remain the same. At first, I think, those first 3 days, I might have woke up in a little bit of a panic every day.
Yeah.
But, now the system, I would say, is working in that there's a checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot is being taken to court, right? And so I think we need to be patient and not so reactionary. And really watch as it happens. I think, just as every administrator has had its administration challenged. This one will have its challenges as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that play out now in the courts almost every day. And so I think we need to be patient and really think things through as we move forward and let the process do its thing.
Yeah, and I think it's important for people to understand, you know, our role here at the college, you know, part of it, we follow the rules. We have to abide by guidelines coming down from the top, whether it's the state or the federal government. And we do what we can with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in being in the radio, television, film program, when students graduate and I ask them, okay, you've had access to all this equipment. After the fact, when you get out there and you're on your own and you're going to make your own film, and I go, what is the best camera? And they're like, I go, wrong answers. The one you have, that's the best camera.
Sure.
You use what you have. And that's kind of what I think we're going to see at universities and colleges across the country now. And the Atlantic, they had their article published yesterday by Ian Bogost. A new kind of crisis for American universities. The ivory tower has been breached. And he's talking about research universities.
Mm-hmm.
But they're seeing a 15% decrease, and the majority of that was for the indirect costs. And the indirect costs are administration costs and stuff like that for these grants. But, you know, I think when the heat is on and the pressure's on, I think that it's interesting to see who comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. Look, you know, I can't deny that at San Antonio College, grants plays a part in what we do here every day for our students. We have a number of grants, federal grants, independent grants. And so I'm paying close attention every day, and I'm receiving emails every day about what the executive orders mean and how we can react to them. And so is the legal team at district, right? And so, again, I think we just have to be patient. As you've seen, you know, in the morning an executive order will come out, and by that afternoon or that evening it's in court.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to remember, I mean, I don't, you know, I think this is a good time to learn about politics, especially how the process works, the three branches of government, and what role each of them plays in the process. And so, again, you know, I think we just have an opportunity here to learn a lot about how we move forward in this time, and how we react. Right? More importantly, how we react. Our students are worried every day about some of the things that come out, and they're looking to us to provide some guidance at this time.
Yep. Go to alamo.edu/sac and check out our many government courses available. And it's always a great time to take them. It's the semester of a presidential election, mm-hmm. and then the semester after. I think the greatest conversations I've ever heard among students is those times in any government class, even history courses.
Yeah, well, I look forward to the student conversations that will take place.
Yes. All right. We're coming up on it. Also, Loteria Afro-Latina, recognizing the contributions of Black and Latino culture. That's going to be happening this week from noon to 2 tomorrow in the library performance area to the fourth floor of the Moody Learning Center here at San Antonio College.
Yes, as we continue to celebrate Black History Month.
All right. Find us online. Go to ksym.org. Check out this episode and past episodes. And we'll be back next Tuesday right here for Speaking of SAC. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate the opportunity.